ओम शांति। वंस इन ए ईयर, ओनली वंस इन ए ईयर वी गेट द डायमंड चांस ऑफ मीटिंग आवर इंटरनेशनल फैमिली। सो ऑन दिस डे we feel specially what? Happy. We are very happy, but we feel more happy. English language has lot of flexibility, so much more most, huh? We feel more happy. Because most we reserve for tomorrow evening. So we feel more happy when we see the family and meet all of us. Baba says, my children draw strength from Baba, from knowledge, and from family. The easiest is family, because all are in the bodies. Baba is incorporeal, you have to become incorporeal to meet Baba. Most of the time we are here. And knowledge also, something very subtle, invisible, only visible with the third eye. But this family is visible with all the three eyes. So therefore, so easy to meet. So, if I had to go to all the countries from where you have come, how much time, how much other, you know, procedures like getting visa, this and that, traveling, it would involve. Even then, we won't be able to meet in such atmosphere as here. So we must enjoy every moment of it. And I have started enjoying the moment I learnt that today evening I will meet all of you. I got special thrill and excitement. So here we are. Baba says topic doesn't matter at all. Your state should be tops. So therefore, leave aside the topic. Huh? But for convenience sake, where to start? You know, when two strangers meet, first thing they, before they speak any first words, they keep on thinking, but where to start? What this other one will like to have? Finally, they settle on weather conditions. Huh? Like that, normally it happens. So here, weather is fine. So let us now, what was the topic? You know, a person started forgetting things. So he went to a doctor. So doctor asked, since when is this malady? He said, what? Because he had forgotten that. Same about a child. He got 3 prizes in the examination. Came home and the parents, he very happily told the parents, I have won 3 prizes. Very good. First, punctuality, regularity, very good. Second, memory. Third, I have forgotten. Like that, you know, it always is there. But it is very important to forget. People who have some problem and whose nerves are always tense, they don't forget. And those who are easy and normal beings, they tend to forget. And in this world, today it is an art to forget, because people know more than they require or they can keep with them or use it. Lot of chaff. So again, what was the topic? Yes, fulfilling. Fulfilling our... In the morning they told me the wishes of Baba. Now it is slightly changed to our promises to Baba. Never mind. Achha, it is something to do with fulfilling. Alright, very nice. So you see, fulfillment. One is full, it's like a human being, it has two parts, full and fill. You can only fill if you are full, isn't it? We say, serve others. You can only serve if you are already served. You won't like to share your own food with others if you are fully fed. Then you will say, okay, let me feed others also. So it is a very important word. We must have stock, lots of stock of everything. So much so, like an ocean. The Hindi song was also saying about ocean. God, you are ocean of love. From ocean, if anyone draws any amount of water, doesn't matter, ocean remains ocean. So this fulfillment, and in all the Muralis Baba says, all my children understand what is to be done. They make promises very well, earnestly realizing this is to be done. Why doesn't it happen? Because unless we are full and filled with all the powers, not even one power missing, all the divine qualities, we will not be able to do exactly what we want to do. It requires a backup of fulfillment. What possibly is the barrier to fulfillment? What stand comes in the way of fulfillment? The sign of fulfillment is contentment. If I want to see how fulfilled I am, I can check how contented I am. Any thought or words or actions showing discontentment of any type within me or outside of me is a sign that I am discontented percentage-wise and I am not fulfilled. I may be full, but I may be full in some things and not in everything. Or I may be full sometimes, but not all the time. In other words, desires, the urge to have more, the need to have more, has to be checked. I remember a Brahmin meeting Bap Dada many years back. In those days, you could have some time to have little personal conversation. So Baba asked the Brahmin, as Baba normally asked, "Are you all right?" So in Baba's presence and with Baba's vibrations, what would be the reply? "Yes, Baba, I am all right." What? Then Baba said, "Then what?" "But Baba, I am not exactly able to achieve up to now what I really want." This is the second part of the statement. In other words, very indirectly and in a very royal and polite way, I am saying to Baba that what you are seeing in me is not exactly what I am, but I am promising, I feel that I should have been better. So you give me your grace, your blessing, your marks, your remarks, depending upon, even including my wish, not my stage, but wish also. This is why what I am indirectly saying, that Baba, yes, I will do better. Very nice. This is called a promise. Now promises are of two types. One is backed up by a will, the other is backed up by a wish. You know, you have got wish wells in Rome or many places. You put some coin and like that you get your wishes fulfilled. All of us have plenty of wish power. We are fulfilled rather than overfilled with wish power. We are ready at the drop of hat to wish well of everyone. Somebody is traveling, we say, "Wish you bon voyage, happy journey." Someone's birthday, "Wish you happy birthday," and so on. But wishes are wishes. A person you have wished happy journey may not reach the destination. A person you have wished a birthday may not have the next birthday. A person you have wished happy married life may be going for divorce, and so on. So what I mean is, wishes are wishes. If wishes were horses, beggars would ride. That goes the saying. Now, when we earnestly wish, "Yes, Baba, we will come up to your expectation. Sure, Baba, believe us. Believe me, I am very earnestly saying this." We are exactly doing that. But it is not backed up by will. Willpower is different from wish power. You distinguish people in this, even the Kaljugi world, by their willpower. What did Gandhi have? He was a frail person with no bodily strength, all the bones looking out. Still, he had something which normal people don't have, that was willpower. Nelson Mandela, he had willpower. So all of us, to the extent we have willpower, we are powerful. And willpower is the word, sum total, a common word given to the sum up of all the powers that we have acquired, accumulated, collected and stored. This is willpower. So the idea is, we should have willpower. How to get willpower? So Baba had said, look at Brahma Baba. Look at the senior dadis, the founders of, I mean not the founders, but the instrument founders of this institution right in the beginning, in January 1937. To be exact, 18th of January 1937. We all remember 18th of January in a different sense. But actually, the will that Baba wrote in the beginning is also dated 18th of January. So 18th of January 1937, Baba wrote a will, made a will of all his movable and immovable property in favor of the sisters. That here I am surrendering everything, including my person, my mind, my thoughts, my intellect, and my possessions, physical, material possessions, to Shri Baba through the corporeal Shiva Shaktis. Here it is very important to remember that one thing we have got very special today, at least, which others do not have in the Brahman family, including Shri Baba or Brahma Baba or Dadi Prakashmani, is the physical body. You see, we must know our blessings. Today I don't know which Murli was read here, but down the Murli read was of 1971. Was it the same here? In that Murli, Baba asked whether incorporeal stage or corporeal stage, which is better, which you should try to attain. Because we are all trying to attain incorporeal stage. So first of all, the first part of the question was incorporeal stage. So most of us said yes, incorporeal stage. Like being like of Baba, like of Brahma Baba and... But then Baba said, only through the corporeal you can express yourself, you can help others. If like a ghost you go to another one and say, I am here with you, he may get scared. So you must be very much in the body. Therefore, Brahma Baba not only mentally surrendered. Most of us, what we do, Baba, you know everything. You are omniscient. You know my mistakes also. Why should I take the trouble of writing on a paper, I did this? It's only a ritual. I don't believe in rituals. I am a rational person. You know, it is between you and me. No. When we are in corporeal form, we must perform everything in the corporeal form. So Brahma Baba made a will, and that will gave him the willpower. So willpower flows from how much we have willed to Baba. So the first part of our acquiring spiritual power or willpower, which is multi-million folds powerful than any physical or material power of the world, which distinguishes a BK from any other worldly person, whether a king or a president or a scientist, is willpower, which is a spiritual power. So, if we have both, we want to say, the material is also mine, physical is also mine, and all that in the world is, we are trying to have best of the both worlds, which is not possible. So, what people of the world think is an asset to them, what they try to acquire and increase, we have to surrender it. We have not at all to go for more of money, more of possessions, all those things. Whatever we have got, we have not to give it up also, but to mentally surrender it in the service of Baba. From hereafter, it is not mine, it is yours. I am an instrument using it on your behalf. I have surrendered it to you. So this is the first part of acquiring the will, which leads to fulfillment. If we have any type of greed, The greed in the worldly sense we all understand. But there is a much more subtle type of greed, a Brahmin greed. You know, Brahmins are special. So their greed is also special. Their stress is also special. So if we have got Brahmin greed, which means at the confluence, trying to have or wishing to have more of good things, good opportunities for even godly service, good atmosphere, good people to accompany me, all good. So this is a trap of Maya. Maya knows, as in today's Murli was, you must be able to understand at the very look of it what the other person wants. If you are able to know it quickly, you are able to satisfy that person quickly, your time will be saved. Otherwise, after a lot of details, you will know what the person wants and then you will give. A good salesman is the one who gives the appropriate type of goods to the buyer in the first go. Not that keeps on showing more and more. And there was a lady, she went to a shop selling something and she started asking for, show me this, show me this, show me this. And the salesman went on showing for 1 hour all that she wanted, hoping that after all she will buy something. And then she said, rain has stopped, now I will go. You see? So this is also there. So therefore, we must understand quickly. So if Baba is telling us to understand quickly, Brahmins have the third eye. And like the night lights with the military people who can see everything at night, with third eye we can see the trap of Maya, we can safeguard. Do you think that Maya will also not be having a similar type of device to see how to trap the Brahmins? Definitely. Because it is the rule of Maya here. Maya is everywhere. So Maya carefully looks at each Brahmin, each case independently, and see what the Brahmin wants and provides that. And it, to the Brahmin it looks, I am progressing. It will help me to reach my destination better. For instance, health, physical health. Anyone more conscious about their health is also like being more conscious about their body. Now, so there is a reasoning inside. After all, if the body is good, then only I can understand jnana better, I can continue in jnana, I can do better service. So I must keep, it is my duty, divine duty to keep my body in good shape. Okay? So we overdo it a little. And then, this is the trap of Maya. How to trap us? So anyone having anything, someone has no position in the world and comes to BK, somehow gets some position. So that person feels his whole aim and dream of life is fulfilled and doesn't understand the trap of Maya, that Maya provides whatever a Brahmin wants in such a subtle way that Brahmin gets caught into trap of that thing and forgets the destination, the journey, the progress, everything. So therefore, this is called Brahmin greed. It looks, there is nothing wrong with it at all apparently. It's very nice. That is why the first words, Brahma Baba when became subtle, what he said? Nirakari. Nirakari means remain in your original state of the soul. Use the body, but don't forget you are Nirakari. then nirahankari means egoless, and then nirvikari means free from weaknesses. These three words contain the essence of what Baba wants us to do, and all our promises are about these things. Okay. Then later on, Baba added Nimit, that you are instrument. Nirman, be humble. Nirmal, don't have crooked mind. Be simple in your heart. Be inside out, but same thing. So therefore, a Brahmin has to be very careful about the preciousness and value of these things. Otherwise, very easy to be trapped. You do some good service, naturally you will get appreciation. And that appreciation, instead of saying that I am only instrument from the heart, I am only instrument, and it is Baba who enabled me to do good service, but don't own it. Don't try to think that I did it. And Baba gave me the opportunity to do it, I did it, somehow it is good for me, but don't take it to your head or heart, then only we are instrument. Otherwise, we will get the sanskar of trying to do that thing again, only that thing, to get the praise for that, and that our happiness will depend upon that praise. And because that occasion will come off and on, not always, so our happiness will also be off and on. So Baba says you have to be ever happy. So this is not the way to get it. Although we will get it, no doubt. But many times our speciality itself becomes our weakness. Say, someone is a good singer here. Very good, it's a quality. Now, whenever that soul sings is appreciated, rightly so. But unless you use this quality also as an instrument, that you sing when you are told to sing, otherwise keep the sanskar in you, that sanskar will also keep you happy that I have this quality. But if you start thinking, my song must be held, Dadi is coming, and now you go to the teacher, then please, Dadi is coming, one song from me in front of Dadi. The teacher will say, let us see, Dadi is busy. If there is time, we will give you the chance. And that person comes to the class, but the mind is focused on my song, when my song. So Dadi may give a nice talk. That person will not be very attentive to know all what Dadi has told. All the time will be focused on when my song. Achha. And may come with a new dress and all those things because I have to appear on the stage. Now, perchance, suppose someone else is given a chance to sing who doesn't know sing that well. For some reason, to encourage that person is a new soul or whatever. Then what type of thoughts will go in the mind of the soul who is really a good singer, had sought to sing but has not been able to sing? So everything will go negative. Look, I wanted to sing, I was not allowed to sing, and this person who doesn't know ABC of singing was given chance. So many thoughts, and negative thoughts multiply like virus or bacteria very fast. So therefore, your speciality has become your weakness. So this can happen in all situations. Say, I am a rich person money-wise. It's good to be rich. But, and I contribute more to any function more than all others together. Very good. But if I take it to my head, that look, I am able to give, when all together give, and I get a sort of a complex of that, it becomes a weakness. Opposite, I am a poor person with no money. And I get a feeling that, look, these people are so blessed, they are giving money. I don't have any money in this birth. Let me do some overtime or work and try to copy them and at least be able to contribute some money. Baba says, this is not my system of accounting. I have never told you to give. The basic mistake we are doing is that we are giving to the yagya, we are running this institution. No. We are getting. Baba is running this institution, Baba is the giver. We are giving a bit to get a lot, because for a transaction to happen, you must do something. Even Sudama, the so-called classic Sudama, he gives a little bit of rice. If he had not given that rice, he won't be entitled to the palace. So this is Baba's method. Himmate bacche madade baap. First step is yours, then I will give you. If you say, Baba, no, you give me, out of that I will give you, as the devotees of today do. Earlier they used to have a contract, they will take the first step. Now they say, Baba, you fulfill my this wish, then out of that, if it is fulfilled, then 10%, 20% I will put in your service. They have become business-like. So Brahmins may not get into this mistake. So therefore, the idea is to make us light. Baba doesn't want that you, all your money you bring and give it to the Brahma Kumaris, all your clothes you bring to the, what will they do with that? No. What it means is that mentally, sincerely, honestly, we should, wherever we are, whatever we are, we should make a will to Baba of everything, not only good, even what is weakness. Because single-handed, any human soul, whatever effort may make, cannot have victory over Maya. If that could have happened, why in the first place we would have got defeated? So therefore we require Baba's help and companionship and powers to win. So it means we should not forget Baba. Because at the right moment, if we don't get that power, we will be not winning. So to be able to keep Baba in the time of need means that we should have such inseparable connection with Baba, loveful connection, that at the right time we don't forget. An accident always takes place when you, a little bit of attention gets lax. The time you are attentive, it won't take place. A fast driver never meets accident because he is very attentive. And a slow driver, because he thinks, I am driving very slow, I am safe, will meet accident. Because attention is less. So therefore, this word attention, as was, I think, in today's Murali, tension, this is Gulzar Ben's favorite point, tension arises if attention is momentarily also lost sight of. So this attention, that everything is Baba's, I have to win this race or exam or test with Baba's help. Baba cannot appear in exam on our behalf. That is also very important. Sometime Brahman will say, Baba, I am your child. Here I am flat, down on the floor. Now you are all powerful. You lift me. Like that we say. We want the teacher to appear in exam also on our behalf. Baba says, no, this is not what is actually as per the system. It is you who have to fight, because you who have to win. It is you who have to get the Satyugi kingdom. I am above all these things. I am only a guide. I am only a teacher. I can teach you twice, 10 times. But it is you who have to appear. So we should not sometimes confuse that what we have to do, we leave to Baba, and what Baba has to do, we say, I have done it. Also, that is also there. So this type of things require regular and daily clarification and attention. So it is said, a contented beggar is like a king, and a greedy king is like a beggar. So if your hand is always like this, I want more, Oliver Twist, please sir, I want more, give me, give me, give me. So it means there is need or greed. And if say, I don't want anything, you want anything, I can give you, your hand is like this. So you become a devata. Devata means a giver, and opposite is levata means a getter. So here is the thing in our approach. Never even in your dream think of getting. Even good things, they will come your way. Baba only increases our entitlement. Wow. Good. Thank you. I hope this is not Bhutto's car. Acha. So therefore, entitlement. So we are, Baba says, I am a teacher, I give you equal opportunity to increase your entitlement and empowerment. I empower you. But it is the children who have to preciously keep those powers with them. Sometimes we get and we are not careful about it. Many people earn lot of money, but they spend also lot of money. There is hardly any saving. So here Baba says you have to be economical. Economical in your thoughts. Even the corporeal Murli says that a royal person has economizes on words. They speak very little. They convey more. They act very little, but the actions are very significant. Shiv Baba has the least role in the world drama, but his role is the most important in the world drama. So we are Shiv Baba children. Brahma Baba also like that. Now, when I entered this stage, I saw Happy Christmas or Merry Christmas, something like that. Merry Christmas. Okay. Now, let us think. Baba says, my children at confluence are worryless emperors. Okay? Only at confluence. And though they are emperors of the whole world, they have the power to rule over everything. My children are the ancestors of all their descendants. So at the end, I put you at the roots of the Kalpa tree. Okay? So you are ancestors. Now who is the Santa Claus? Is he Jesus Christ? Is he Jesus or is he Christ? Or is someone different? If we want to really celebrate Christmas and New Year in the right sense, we must know. Now, look at the dress of Santa Claus. Which colors have been used in the dress? Red and white. Now, white color belongs to Brahma Baba, because Brahma's region is white, and all the BKs dress white, and white is a sign of peace. And red color, we know, is the color of Shiva Baba. Shiva's region is red, Shiva is red, his children are red. So if red combines with white, what does it show? It shows someone in whom Shiv Baba has descended, a combined form of Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba is reflected by red and white. Okay? Further, he has a long flowing beard, white beard, showing an old person. None of the deities, male deities even, had any beard. And one reason for my opting to go to Satyuga is that I don't have to shave every day there. It is a violence to cut something every day. And it emerges after 1 hour. It doesn't go. So, in India there is a saying that many people were there with beards. They used to have beards, everyone. And one of them was a thief. But they could not discern who is the thief. So they went to the king, and king said, the one who is thief has a small bit of wood in his beard. So the one who was thief, he started looking, and he was caught. He thought that I may not be having. So like that, Brahma Baba did not have a beard because he was not a thief. Otherwise people will think something may be hiding in this. But to show an old person that God comes in an old body, and he was shown as a bearded person. Come further. How does Santa Claus reach the homes of people? Through a chimney. And black chimney has full of black, dark smoke and carbon. But when he enters and reaches, he is not affected. His dress has not even a bit of that smoke or carbon. It means Baba comes at a dark period, something of darkness. A dark enters when it is dark. And you know, 25th of December, although it is called a big day, is the smallest day of the year. And night is the longest on 25th. It also reflects darkness. So if it is dark, even your eyes cannot see. It requires light for eyes to see. So Santa Claus enters without any effect. Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba are not affected by the Kaljugi world. All right. What does he bring? Also to be seen. He brings gifts for children. Okay? It is a token here now that whatever the children of the family feel happy with, chocolate, this and that, Santa Claus puts in his bag. But we are all children, spiritual children of Shiv Baba. An 80-year person is also a child. 8 years person is also a child. So, Santa Claus, that is Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, bring gift for children, but not ordinary gift. What is that gift? Paradise on your palm. So, all the children get that gift. And, what is shown in the Christmas tree? First of all, what is a Christmas tree? Christmas tree, if you look from the angle of Gyan, is the branch of Christianity cut and placed straight away, straightened for celebration of Christmas. So, if a big branch of a tree is cut and put straight, then naturally it will look like a tree, and it is brought and put in the houses or wherever churches where celebration takes place. What is put on that tree? Stars and gifts. Not the sun or the moon, stars. Now what do the stars represent? Souls. Not all souls, but important souls. The divine founder, the popes, the other senior people of that religion, they are shown as shining stars. and gifts are hung there. So actually speaking, and then further look, when is Christmas, on which day Christmas is celebrated? A little before the New Year. It means God comes in the old world a little before and re-establishes the new world in the old world, and in celebration of that they celebrate Christmas a little before. It is dark, it is the longest night, it is every house has a chimney, means dark carbon, and then God re-establishes what we call New Year. So to make it short, they have made a New Year. Always Baba will say, when comes on 31st December night, I wish Happy New Year to my children, I wish Happy New Satyuga to my children, I wish Happy New World to my children. You know, always. Baba will say that day lasts for only one day, celebration, New Year also. Here it lasts for how many days? Half the cycle. Because our systems are altogether different from worldly systems. In the worldly systems, when does a silver jubilee take place? 25 years of something. A married couple celebrates silver jubilee of 25 years of mutual tolerance. A person may celebrate 25th birthday and blow off 25 candles, that 25 are already gone. Doesn't know how many he will be able to blow further. After another 25 years comes the golden jubilee, then diamond jubilee. In Gyan, it is reverse. Our diamond age comes when? First or last? First. This is diamond age. Followed by golden age. Followed by silver age. So, our calculation is that new becomes old, and their calculation is old becomes more old, not new. So therefore, Baba says that little before the new world, Shri Baba comes. He brings paradise in Brahma Baba, in a human body of an old person, and he removes all the carbon and all the darkness, and new day is begun. Then birth of Jesus the Christ, it is shown as a pure birth, but we are all knowing that in golden age there is pure birth. So they have also taken from that and shown as a virgin birth. What for? Dadi ji has gone up to start the system of virgin birth for all of us. So therefore, look at the similarity and you will find that we are the ancestors. Even Christians or Mohammedans all believe in the Adam and Eve. Isn't it? They believe in Adam and Eve or by different names. So it means they know they respect the beginners, then they respect their own divine father, and then the descendants. Another thing to look is, who were the parents of all these divine fathers? A few days, I think, about 14 days ago, there was a Murli, that how the divine fathers come, where they are now, that also only Brahmins know. Where is Christ? Did he come in the body at birth, or did he come in a grown-up body, like Shiv Baba comes in Brahma Baba? So Baba says, a pure soul cannot get punishment or suffering, and he was put on cross. So who was put on cross? Jesus or Christ? So Baba says, you children know all these things. Similarly, who were the parents of divine fathers? Say, parents of Christ, were they Christians or belonging to the previous religion? Common sense. Whether parents of Muhammad were Mohammedans or Mohammedan religion starts from Muhammad and the descendants are Mohammedans. Naturally previous religion. Same about Buddha or what whosoever. So therefore also, if you trace it back, regress it, you will come to this, that Brahmins are the ancestors of the whole humanity. Brahma Baba, call him Adam or call him Santa Claus, is the grand, great, great, grand ancestor of the entire humanity. Shiv Baba, of course, is the father of all souls. So simple. But we can appreciate and enjoy the meaning of this and the real joy of this. They only celebrate for a day. These days it has been commercialized in big shopping malls and all that. To attract customers, they give small things to their children, their parents are happy. They never go to the poor areas or slums. Occasionally, if someone goes, then it makes a big news. Otherwise, it's all commercialized, we all know. Anyhow, now lastly, now it is still time, I think. For how long can I continue? Now, you have heard message of Dadi ji? Kyon ji, kitne baje tak kalna? Saat? Achha. Message of Dadi ji says, what advance party is doing? And they have very clearly said that we have been given by Baba the task of touching the intellects of scientists to create such like devices that when the final scene comes, there is minimum suffering. Today, if someone is assassinated, 40 more people are killed, maimed, they are crying, half dead, all that, they have to be taken to hospital. Now, in the last scene, there will be no hospitals to take. And mass death. So, they are helping them to refine their instruments. Okay. This is the task given to advanced party. Good for us to know. But what is the task that has been given to us in the physical bodies? So, Baba has said that souls of the entire world, they are peaceless, they are tense, they have no hope for the future, it's very clear to them. They don't know what will happen, they are confused, they are restless. And most of them who are not well off materially are suffering. Their grief and suffering is growing. They are being extracted. System is such. So what have the Brahmins to do in that? So Baba has given the example of the sun, that the sun at one place sends out rays, and those rays give life to physical world. Those rays cleans most of the dirt and filth of the world, give light also. Similarly, that is physical. All my Brahmin children should play the role of being merciful. Shiv Baba, God, you know, in the final, anything when it reaches the climax of cruelty, violence, exploitation, with no hope, no one helping, they say, God, have mercy on them. Okay? So Baba says, my children are instruments, my instruments. I am doing, but it is my children who have to make them liberated from this sorrow and suffering. So this type of sorrow and suffering cannot be liberated by material aid. you will find humanity combines, joins together in times of trouble. When there is an earthquake somewhere, even the enemy country send doctors and medicines for humanitarian cause. They become one. If they could have become one in good times, the world would have been different. But many times, no material aid can help anyone. Take a patient, dying patient, all body spoiled, no organ functioning properly, only eyes open, just. And you go to meet that patient. You can't give him fruits, you can't give him blood, nothing is needed, he's going. But through the eyes, you can give him joy, you can give him peace, whatever we have got. The first thing is, I must be having store of that. Baba has very clearly said, a contented soul can give contentment. And Baba has given two very wide open accounts to the children for accumulating their fortune. One is their own effort, their own things, their own belongings, their own limitations by which they can work. But that is limited. That is first step. Without first you can't take the second. The second is charity. Satisfying others, satisfying yourself, satisfying those who are around you. No problem, no complaint. Otherwise, what is the power of gyan? If I have all the gyan in the world and my next person is not happy with me, or I am not happy with that. So therefore, that is a test. But the more wide one is to give blessings and get blessings. Because blessings earn bliss. And bliss is the natural, original nature of the soul. Bliss. And bliss has no antonym. Happiness has antonym, unhappiness. Love has an antonym, hatred. Peace has an antonym, lack of peace. But bliss has no antonym. Because it is something higher. It is super sensual. It has nothing to do with your body or bodily organ. It is the soul's quality. So that bliss have to be accumulated by what? Three methods. One is directly from God. God can always bless us. You love Baba, Baba will bless you with plenty of, as a parent blesses the child, guidance, everything. Second is balance, that if we lean one side more, I am very spiritual, I am very serious, I am in yoga, don't talk to me, or this way, no, one has to take it easy. No, it's a balance. A balance will always earn you excellent result, because that will make your destination shortest. And the third one is from others. So for that, how to earn blessings of people who are not in front of us, who are somewhere in a war zone, who are being killed, who are being murdered, look at the animals, or all those things, lot of trouble taking place in the world, all the trees being cut, all the animals being killed, all the human beings being mercilessly either exploited or killed or something. For that, lot of mercy is required. Lot of mercy. And mercy without any limitation. We all have love, but love should not be limited. I love all the people in the world, but my mother-in-law. I love all the people in the world, but my neighbor or my next person. No. When God loves unconditionally, even those who are not following all the godly principles, God loves them. It is another thing, they cannot expect, enjoy that love for their own reasons. Because a rusted iron cannot be attracted by magnet. But Baba's love. Love and hatred cannot live together, just as darkness and light cannot live together. So if we have a little hate or little less love for anyone, then it doesn't work. Similarly, mercy. We are all very kind to those people who are good to us. We are ready to share with them and all. How about those who are really aggressive to us, hostile to us, who are ready to put all the obstacles in your way? Are we able to have mercy on them? Mercy is such a thing that you can have an all. Nobody can return, throw away your mercy. Because if you give a flower bouquet to someone you don't like, that person will throw it away in your presence in the dustbin or put a shoe on that. Look, here is your bouquet. But mercy, it cannot be returned like that. It doesn't require a call bell to enter someone's heart. So therefore, Baba has said that accumulate, I get from me morning hours, because to be universal, to be world rulers, to be able to enjoy the entire world as such, the nature, all the other things of the world and the human beings, selected ones, we must become universal and global. And the only way to do that, something to do there, I can't now go to Thailand and start lecturing, but I can definitely reach anywhere in the world, as Baba does, by vibrations. So Baba says, a part of your yoga, most of your yoga is for yourself, very good. A part of your yoga, you must spare for this type of service to the world. So this is what Baba wants from us. So once we do that, we will be economizing on our other expenditures of our powers and use it for that purpose. Om Shanti.